a high hill, I regard attentively the end of the pass. Then, too, God reveals to my eye all the lowness and loftiness of the way.
For that, he explained it. This is what you should understand to live better. What did he say? He said there are two stuff. Your view should be clear. The fellow who is not falling down has a better look, better view of what's going on. The second is that I'm looking from above. That's the difference. Because when we go high, when we go up to the mountain, I see everything. Is this correct? Because when you go up to the mountain, it's irrelevant if you're tall or short. You see everything. Right? If it's not a very high point and it's illusion, then yes, a little bit higher may help. But here, he said, oh, when we go over the mountain, do you remember the mountain for Rumi? He said, this existence is a mountain and my voice is like I'm calling something, and the echo and the reflection of that will come back to me. Here we say, on top of that, I will see. Aqabe means what follows, actually. What will happen later? What's the outcome of it? Therefore, because I have the clear mind and I look further and I'm thinking about all the consequences and stuff, I'm aware of that. Therefore, the God will give me another kind of vision. Means there is another kind of vision. It's not that you have it or you could have it because you're strong or you're this and that. No. But if you're doing that and that and that conditions, then God will give it to you. He'll say, yes, I have an open eye and I'm looking from above and I'm trying to understand the consequence. Then the magic happens. It happens somewhere else. Therefore, God will give me that. Yes?
I take every step with sight.
Okay, that word sight here is the word that I always try to bring in somehow. I told you that in Persian science, in Persian language, one of the words for that, the old one, is Danesh, means science, knowledge, all of that, okay? Then we have something similar, that one is Binesh. That sh at the end of it is what makes it a verb in old Persian. Therefore, we always talk about Danesh, Binesh. One is science, logic, knowledge, the other one is wisdom. They are that different and that similar. Here he's playing with all those words and emphasizing upon this Binesh, the way you see the things, your point of view. Yes?
I take every step with sight and am delivered from stumbling and falling. Thou dost not see two or three steps in front of thee. Thou seest the bait, but thou dost not see the pain of the snare. Are the blind and the seeing equal before you, in their abiding and their alighting and in their journeying?
Okay, this verse goes Arab, means you know that he stops over there. So the listener, the person speaking to you, say, okay, Arab again. So they are waiting for something else to come, and they know that he arrived to a point that he was making a point, then he went to Arabic. What was the point he was making? It was very simple. He said, the point is, I'm looking at the consequence, and you have the short interest, so you're looking at the next step. Therefore you fall down, because you're looking like this, to what it is. I'm looking at the horizon, so I will not fall, because I know the end of it. If you're busy with the next step, you haven't learned to walk, and you will fall. Who remembers that? None of you? Old babies, when they want to walk, they fall, because they're looking where their foot is going to be. When you started to learn the bicycle, you would fall, because you're looking down. You're told, look over there, then you could ride the bicycle. Look further, then you could live the life. See the further outcome. Don't be short-sighted like this. The short-sighted people, they're always in trouble, because they cannot feel that security. Yes?
When God gives a spirit to the embryo in the womb, he implants in its temperament the desire of drawing particles together. By means of food, it draws the particles together and weaves the warp and woof of its body. Till 40 years, God will have made it desirous of drawing particles together in growth. The incomparable king taught the spirit to draw particles together. How should he not know how to draw particles together? The assembler of these motes was the sun. He knows how to seize thy particles without nutrition. At the moment when thou emergest from sleep, he quickly recalls the departed consciousness and sensation, to the end that thou mayest know that those have not become absent from him. They come back when he commands them to return.
What was all that? A very lovely, simple explanation. First of all, he said, okay, let me tell you about something which is automatic in you. You don't want it, or want it to happen is irrelevant. You don't even know about it, but it's there. Could you say no? Okay, let's start from the beginning, when you were in the womb. What happened? What happened? So you started to grow up, remember? No. Did you understand it? No. Do you know what that's all about? No. But you did it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Then you continued to grab some stuff, eat, and pull some energies and build up and grow up. Did you know what you're doing? Have you ever decided to grow up? Have you ever noticed that you're changing? All of this happened in you, didn't it? Now today, let me show you something. You knew some stuff. Then last night, you were almost dead. And you were thinking about something else. Maybe you were shouting in an ocean of coffee. I don't know. But when you woke up, all the memories, education, and everything came back to you. Where was all this information at that moment? Do you know? There is somewhere which this information was backed up. Then you were that silly stuff. Then you reloaded it, without you knowing it. This is how it works. Do you know what's happening to you? You don't know. You don't know even how that sandwich becomes muscle for you, or maybe some additional fat you're trying to lose. Anyhow, this is what it is. There is another stuff here, which is not temporary, is permanent, is hidden. Sometimes you could observe it, you could see it, because what do you say if I tell you that somebody thought all this stuff to yourselves what to do? How about that? In the time of Rumi, 800 years ago, they didn't know that you could prove it physically. DNA opening and say, yes, this is the book. This will tell the ears to grow longer or shorter, right? Yeah, some people even like to say, yes, this is the magic you did, the voodoo. No, this is simple explanation, understanding that in me, there is a center of information which is talking to everybody in here what to do, and I don't know that stuff. They are talking about sleeping. You know that the people will go in coma, which is not sleeping, which is literally being dead. I don't know, after 6 months, they come back. What is coming back? From where? This was finished. Nope. It's not like that. We say, you know what? This is the stuff we are talking about. We told you a story, and I remember some of you laughed at it because it was a stupid story. Some of you accepted that story that happened because you believe it is in a holy book. And some of you this, some of you that. Do you know what we wanted to say? We told you that there was this donkey dead, almost evaporated, then God wants it, it comes back. What do you say? Say, yeah, I understood. What did you understand? You accept it? I told you, don't do this imitation stuff. Listen, this is the special way of explaining something. Let's hear it.
How, by permission of God, the particles of the ashes of Uzziah were assembled after putrefaction and recompounded before the eyes of Uzziah. Hey, Uzziah, look upon thine ass, which hath rotted and crumbled beside thee. We will collect its parts in thy presence, its head and tail and ears and legs. There is no hand, and he is putting the parts together and giving a unitedness to the pieces. Consider the art of a tailor who sews old rags without a needle. No thread or needle at the time of sewing.
Okay, what happened here? Did you read last night this paragraph? It's a very special and amazing one. He doesn't talk about the story of Uzziah and the donkey. As if you know it, everybody knows that story, okay? But very dramatically, himself, he plays a role, a part of that story, which is the part of God. I say, hoi, you Uzziah, look what I will do. He doesn't say what he will do. He said, look what I do, because there is other way to do this stuff. Look at me. I don't touch it, but I make it happen with Jamut control. Listen and look at me, how I connected the different little stuff, leftovers, to make something better, bigger. Look at me, how I saw in a way that the soul is invisible. All of this you should see to to understand my